Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer. Some people think I'm a national character, a national treasure. I don't subscribe to any of those things. I just know that I have a great life, and much of it is thanks to my friends on the farm, the people who help me run my farm. You can always check it out. Easley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H. EasleyFarm.com is where you find it, and on Facebook as well. This program is dedicated to people who are going through. I think as I struggled to survive, I wanted to take my broadcasting acumen and try to do something to help family farmers all around the country survive. So this program is dedicated to the farmers, to the people who produce the food, and the families who are our customers and who connect with us, who are our friends. First part of the hour is aimed at helping bring you up to date on some of the news that affects family farmers and some of the interesting things that some people connect to farm life. I say that with a smile on my face because I have enough cats around my barn, so I don't have mice and I don't have rats. Most farms don't. The rats are living in the cities. And this week, There was the annual survey of the most rat-infested cities in America. Interestingly enough, New York is not number one in the top 10 list of the most rodent-infested cities in the country. Let's see, number 10, we'll count them down from number 10 to number 1. Denver is number 10, Detroit's number 9, Cleveland is 8, Baltimore 7, Philadelphia 6, San Francisco 5, Washington 4, Los Angeles 3, New York 2, and da-da-da-da-da, Chicago, Illinois is the most rodent-infested city in our country. This has changed somewhat because New York was 1 and Los Angeles was 2 last year. So we have some other cities, by the way, that have entered the top 20 list this year. Hartford is in the number 19 spot. Miami is number 20. South Bend, Indiana, Fort Wayne, Indiana, and Orlando are all new additions to the list. So there's the rat list for those of you to chew on. I don't mean that literally. Here's the story of a 152-year-old farm in Dane County, Wisconsin, one of three Wisconsins, to breed a specific type of cattle. The owner of Generations Beef said they began breeding this particular type of beef cattle known as Wagyu, W-A-G-Y-U. I've never heard of them before, but this is there's another breed called Akasha. I mean, I tried to pronounce this before. Maybe I'm not going to do any better than I did as I practiced it. A-K-A-U-S-H-I, one of the four breeds from Japan. So this group, this Akashi, is from the Wagyu beef breed. And apparently the flavor of the meat is very much distinguished. Once you taste it, I'm told by people who have been eating this beef, you won't touch Angus or anything else again. Apparently, not raising, this is something that is not easy to do, but in Wisconsin they have the right connection of grass and things. So this farm that we're talking about in Dane County has been in the Kittleson family for 152 years, and in 2018, the proprietor took the farm over. His parents had been running it, and now he is running it. His name is Darren Kittleson. He said, I didn't do this to try to make a statement. I'm trying to stay alive, basically. We want to have the farm stay healthy, and this looks like a unique way to do it. So Darren and his siblings run the farm. His parents still live on the farm. I don't think my parents ever thought that they'd see this sort of thing, because growing up together, we always were fighting with each other, and now we've all come back together to run the farm in the best way we can. So the three siblings that didn't get along as children, there's two lessons here, I guess. The siblings didn't get along as children, but they've come back to better the farm and to make it successful. So that's it, and they're doing it with this rare Japanese beef. So something to look into. Again, look for A-W-A-G-Y-U if you want to look it up. Here's another farm family with a matriarch that's speaking out about the prospect of losing farm property to eminent domain for the second time in their lifetime. This family farm is in the path of one of State College, Pennsylvania's connector routes. The Darlington family farm has heritage in Pennsylvania that goes back to the 1600s, older than Pennsylvania itself. And they have a lot of great dairy animals. They are selling their own butter and milk there. And they also have sold to the Kennedy chain. And so, anyway, there are 251 acres here, three different farms. So they are the 13th generation at the farm, and they're frustrated and upset because their property is in the same area that the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation has targeted for the latest routes to get out of State College on their connector project. This really disgusts me. You can't find some other place to go and go around instead of splitting up a beautiful farm. This really is outrageous. The family says the possibility of this life-changing scenario may be coming sooner than they thought. They took some land from this family in 1984, and now they're trying to, apparently the father has died, they're trying to settle the estate, and the town has the first time just took the farm for open space. Huh? I'm involved in I belong to the American Farm Bureau and also the Massachusetts Farm Bureau, and I'm on a committee that is coming up with propositions to be studied by the legislature. And one of the things we're looking at is a rulemaking law that would prohibit conservation commissions from taking active farmland and doing exactly what these people in Pennsylvania did, taking it by eminent domain and putting it into, then some cities and towns are doing it with their own land. They heretofore had rented the land to farmers to farm. Now they want to put it into ecological protective zones. And so these people just, the people in this town in Pennsylvania, State College, just took the land and used it for open space. What are you, nuts? You got to have all the farmland we possibly can hold on to be able to feed ourselves. This is craziness, and this particular situation highlights it. Something to be on the lookout for in your communities. All right, so we're going to move ahead here in a matter of moments. We're going to be joined by Chris Swenson, who is a fungal officer. So, those of you into fungal and fungi, you want to know, yeah, that's mushrooms. Yes, okay. So we'll get into mushroom farming in a matter of moments here on the American Family Farmer. Right now, I want to tell you a quick story about my, you may have been listening to this program for a long time, and you used to hear me do commercials for MyPillow. I stopped doing the commercials, admittedly because of all of the protestation, all of the focus on the owner, and it's been, I don't know, 4 or 5 months since I had any commercials talking about MyPillow products. And I talked to some of the people at the plant, and I realized that what I was doing was not hurting the person that owned the company, but the people who worked in the company. Everything at MyPillow is made in America. There are 1,500 people who work there. And so I've gone back to thinking and to sort of tinkering with the ads they send me to focus on the people who work there and their product. Like right now, there is a six-piece towel set that I've had. These are fabulous. I got them in all the colors. They made these towels are made in America with USA cotton, extremely absorbent, and it still, though, provides the soft feel that you look for in a towel. Set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Typically, they retail for $89.98. Right now, you can get this set for $39.98 with the promo code Doug at MyPillow.com. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com, go to the Radio Listener Specials page, get this low price of $39.98. On the six-piece towel set, you find deep discounts on other MyPillow products as well, entering the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, or you can look around and see what's there. Buy what you want, use the promo code, get the same deal. But remember, the folks who are making this are good Americans working in an American plant, so support things made in America at MyPillow by going to MyPillow.com.
Why wait to save? Dell Technologies Black Friday event arrives early with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start now with up to 48% off performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. So rest ye merry Doberman, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's beggin'!
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Finding the right Medicare plan? Oof, no easy feat. Kind of like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens FindRx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that. When you need to talk Medicare, Walgreens is here. Start shopping today at walgreens.com/Medicare.
The American Family Pharmacy. Doug Steffen here with Chris Swinson, who is the chief fungal officer for the state of Michigan. Is that what? How did you come by this expertise? Mushroom farming has to be a real specialty, Chris, right?
It is, yeah. It's definitely kind of a specialty crop for sure, and quite different from most other farmed produce.
So how did you come by this expertise? How did you get into doing this?
I it started, I actually went to the large farmer's market here in Michigan, in Detroit, the Eastern Market, and there was someone there selling grow kits to grow mushrooms at home in your kitchen or basement or back porch. And I bought one of these kits and grew it, and the whole process was really fascinating. I started reading more and more about it, and eventually a friend approached me. He was interested in it as well, and at the time he was getting his public accounting license. He's a certified public accountant. He wanted to start a business, and he wanted to start a few businesses, and so one of them was a mushroom farm, and the other was sort of pursuing his accounting degree, and we worked together out of a shared warehouse space for a few years. Eventually, he kind of moved on to doing accounting full-time, and he's the one that gave me the moniker of Chief Fungal Officer.
Hold that thought for a second. We'll get back to Chris and mushrooms, growing mushrooms here. This week, our focus, who knows who can do this. We're going to talk to you about how you can do it, perhaps on your farm, what you have to do to make it work. That's this week on the American Family Farmer.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If there's something I want, I'll grow my own. Yeah, all I need is G-O-D to bless the seeds I've sown. Pray for a little rain.
Back at the ranch, literally, or back at the farm, Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. Our focus here is on mushrooms, and the guest today is Chris Swinson, who is a mushroom expert. He gave us a little of his background. It's kind of a fun thing. Your interest in science and nature probably helped you a lot with this. What was school like for you? And what is the area where you live in Michigan? Are you a farm kid? I don't remember hearing that from you before.
No, I grew up not on a farm, but my grandfather was a dairy farmer in Indiana, and I grew up down there. So I had a lot of time around the farm and was always interested in agriculture. But yeah, I was introduced to mushroom growing through farmers markets, and that's mostly where we sell our mushrooms now, is also through farmers markets.
So do you have to be, this stuff sometimes is controversial because mushrooms can be good and mushrooms can be bad. And learning how, if you're out and about and you are picking mushrooms that are in the wild, that's kind of a no-no, isn't it? Because you don't know, unless you're a real mushroom expert like you are, when you look at these various mushrooms, isn't it hard to tell which ones are good and which ones aren't?
There's a good handful of edible mushrooms that are pretty distinguished. They would be difficult to mistake for something else. So you don't have to be an expert per se, but there are a lot of mushrooms out there that you would want to really have a good amount of knowledge before going out and eating them. Here in Michigan and in a lot of states, if you sell wild mushrooms, you have to actually get a license proving that you can safely identify them. So I had to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what was the training like to get to that point?
For the license itself, it's pretty straightforward, but having some, firsthand knowledge beforehand, using mushroom field guides and online resources to learn the different species is really helpful. And then the test was basically a one-day class and test to prove that you could identify the ones that they allow us to sell.
So you have the best selling and the ones that you like, how many different, you said you had a half a dozen different types of different varieties of these mushrooms?
We grow around a dozen different varieties, and some of them are the same species, but they're distinct from one another, just like you have different types of corn, different types of tomatoes. And then there's a bunch of wild mushrooms that we actually can't grow. No one's figured out how to really cultivate them yet. So we find those in the wild or buy them from people who do, and there's another two dozen or so species of those that we sell as well. So around 30 species total.
Do you hybrid them? Do you mix and match? Is that, if you become good at this, the genetics, probably you can...
Yeah, I haven't gone that far with mushrooms. There are people out there who work with them on a genetic level. I'm, you know, mostly a cultivator, but there are definitely a lot of mushroom scientists that have more advanced skills than me. For the most part, though, we do get to sort of deal with a lot of different varieties and grow them and try them out, including mushrooms we find in the wild, and we clone them and see whether or not they work as cultivars.
I just, as I'm a mushroom fan. My children would tell you if they were here that when they were younger and I was cooking meals for them, there was always a can of mushrooms that went into whatever it was that I was fixing, because I love them. I still do today. I like what seems to be the most common kind of mushroom that you get. Either you can get them and cook them up yourself fresh, or you get them in a can.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're marinated. I want to talk about those varieties and how the other things that you're proposing that we eat would fit into that can, if you will. I put can in quotation marks. So we continue here. Doug Steffen with Chris Swinson, an expert in mushrooms here on the American Family Farmer.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The home that you live in has stuff in it that you may not know. Mold. Mildew. Want to get rid of it? The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology. Naturally sends out molecules into the air which will seek out those odors. Get the pollutants that are in your home and kill them dead. This doesn't mask anything, doesn't cover up the odors. It actually gets rid of the problem. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. This is for the whole house. Special offer right now using the DUG3 code. You get 3 units for under $200. Please go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in discount code DUG3. That's how you save the $200.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you can...
I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. President Joe Biden's threat to impose a windfall profits tax on oil companies is unlikely to pass in the U.S. Congress, even if Democrats defy forecasts and manage to maintain their razor-thin majority in midterm elections on November the 8th. Congress passed big retroactive tax breaks for big oil when former President Donald Trump was in office as fuel demand dropped during COVID lockdowns. U.S. stocks climbed on Wednesday, reversing earlier declines after the Federal Reserve raised interest rates by 75 basis points, but signaled that smaller rate hikes may be on the horizon. A hike by the Fed, the fourth straight increase from the central bank of that magnitude, as it attempts to bring down stubbornly high inflation. And Russia said on Wednesday it would resume its participation in a deal freeing up grain exports from war-torn Ukraine, reversing a move that world leaders had said threatened to exacerbate global hunger. This is USA Radio News.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. It's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome to the farm.
Second half hour of our American Family Farmer program this week. Chris Swinson is here on the program from the state of Michigan. He's created a farm and he's at farmers markets all the time, growing different types of mushrooms and selling them. How do you know how to price these things? Does it cost? Is it different depending on what you're growing, or is it pretty much by weight? How do you know how to price these things?
So we do sell pretty much all of them by weight, and then we base our prices off of a few things. One is what other mushroom growers around the country are selling them for, but also what our local grocery store chains sell them for. So most of the mushrooms that us sort of specialty mushroom growers grow, you can't find them at grocery stores, at least not in the Midwest. But some, like oyster mushrooms, you can. And oyster mushrooms, if they're grown in the U.S., the price varies from below $10 a pound up to nearly $20 a pound. And in our local area, the big grocery stores sell them for around $15 or $16. And so that's kind of where we price ours at. And then some more specialty varieties are a little bit more expensive per pound than that.
Where did the mushrooms that are competing with you in the grocery store come from? Are they local at all, or are they all grown in California or Florida someplace and shipped in, which is what happens with most things that are not locally grown in today's food market?
Most mushrooms, they don't ship well, and so a lot of times the shiitakes and button mushrooms and portobellos, the ones you can find at grocery stores, they are often grown in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania has long been sort of the hub for mushroom growing in the U.S. And then there's a fair amount of them grown in the West Coast and in Canada as well. And those are mushrooms that ship well. There's also more specialized mushrooms like different oyster mushrooms, a lot of which are actually grown in China and shipped overseas. But then a fair amount of the ones we grow, because they don't ship well, the only people producing them are small local growers like ourselves, which is really neat. It's hard to start a farm in this day and age without a huge amount of investment. But as a mushroom grower, you don't really have direct competition at the stores. You're the only person around growing them. And so it allowed us, allowed me to build up a farm that now employs a few people full time with just a few $1,000 investment to begin with.
You said it's sold by the pound. It would seem to me, from what I know of mushrooms, they're kind of light. Don't you have to have a large volume and therefore a lot of land to grow enough of these products to make a living?
Surprisingly, mushrooms are a really efficient crop to grow, both in terms of space, energy, fuel, water, every measurement you can make. And that's because they're grown largely indoors. Most mushrooms are cultivated indoors in sort of on shelves that hold these containers of the substrate or medium that they grow from. And so our whole business...
I hope you'll pardon the comparison. It sounds kind of like a marijuana grow.
Yeah, there are some similarities for sure. It's also similar to some of these vertical farms that grow like lettuces and greens and herbs. But lettuces and greens are very lightweight, whereas mushrooms have a lot of water in them. And we're able to harvest 500 to 600 pounds every 7 days from a greenhouse that's only 800 square feet. And then the rest of our business, our office and our distribution and packaging only takes up another 1,200 square feet. So we're able to grow, and we also resell some other mushrooms from other Michigan growers. But last year we did over $400,000 in sales out of a 2,500 square foot space, including our growing area. Yeah.
Is any of it hydroponic, or does it all have to be soil-based?
So the mushrooms that most people cultivate, aside from button mushrooms and portobellos, which grow on a sort of compost, all the other ones tend to be grown on a sawdust or wood-based substrate. So we mix a wood base with some added nutrients, and then we have to sterilize it, and in a special clean room sort of introduce the mushroom to it, and that's eventually what they grow from.
Yeah, that's a lot like the cannabis grows that I know of. They're sort of along that same line.
Yeah.
So you grow some of it in compost, and you add nutrients. What nutrients would you add? Compost is light, and the seeds would have more of a chance, I'm guessing, there. It's kind of punky. It's like peat almost. And so what nutrients do you have to add to that in order to make them grow efficiently?
For the mushrooms that like to grow in compost, some of them just grow in a plant-based compost. They don't really need much else added to it. And the only other thing they really grow well on is manure. And so historically, portobellos and things were grown on aged manure. Most of the ones that we grow, since they grow in a sort of sawdust-based substrate, what we add for nutrition is either wheat bran, which gives them some protein, some nitrogen, or soy hulls that have been pelletized. Soy hull is nice and cheap, but it's full of nitrogen and protein that the mushrooms can feed off of.
There's no worry about, with the wheat additive, that there would be a gluten component to these? Because that's a big issue now these days. You see whole sections of stores devoted to gluten-free, which is basically eliminating wheat. And the only reason you eliminate the wheat is because of all the sprays that the commercial growers put on them from Monsanto, mostly Roundup, but other things with glyphosate or whatever the hell it is in it. And so how do you steer clear of that?
So for as far as the wheat, if the mushrooms are sort of packaged in the same facility where we begin the growing process, there's the possibility there could be a very small amount of airborne wheat allergen that could get on them. But the actual mushrooms, even though they grow from something that has wheat in it, they don't directly absorb anything from what they grow from. They actually break it down on the molecular level. And the sort of, you can call them roots, the mycelium of the mushroom travels through the substrate and actually recreates the different compounds into sugars and proteins and absorbs them. So they don't absorb any wheat directly. They just use it for its nutrients.
I'm just thinking whether this is something I could grow on my farm. I'll explore that as an example of what people who are listening on their farm could do. Mushrooms, the mycophile is here. The mycophile is open, as a matter of fact. And Chris is here to, Ed, I didn't know what to expect, and that's usually a good thing. When I go into a conversation with somebody, I don't know what to expect. I'm finding this quite interesting, actually, and hopefully people listening are as well. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Program brought to you in part by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one way to lose weight. The simple way, non-toxic way, successful way, not only losing it, but keeping it off. And that's the thing. You don't have to go into a crash diet. You don't have to follow any drug routine. There are no stimulants here. Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, is the only all-natural healthy choice to help you lose weight safely and to keep it off. The combination of things, as the doctor and nurses put this together, this formula about 25 years ago, they realized that we need collagen to support our bodies. We need enzymes to support our bodies. We also need aloe vera to support and smooth out the muscular tissue. And that's what you're doing here. This is a patented formula. The ingredients are aimed at one thing and one thing only, and that is not only to help you lose weight, but more importantly, to keep it off. So get on the program, stay on the program, it works. I know it sounds convenient for me to say, oh yeah, you just want to sell the stuff. No, I want you to be healthy, and the best way to do it for most people is to keep weight where it's supposed to be, and this is the ideal way to do that. So check it all out. The toploss.com website is there. You can check out their program. You can talk to somebody who's an expert on the staff. All of those things are available without charge, and you can get the special fall deal going on right now, the end of the Halloween special, 90 days free with a 3-month supply. Get as much as you want and use as much as you need. Calitrin, what a fabulous thing. I'm so proud of having them and being able to tell you this story because it works 86% of the time. Quite the deal. Look online for daily deals as well. It's toploss.com. Discount code Doug gets you free shipping and 90 days free. That's Doug at toploss.com.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you the drivers who switched to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, we could try to fill the remaining time with awkward pauses. It's often done for comedic effect. Is it working? I can't tell if this is funny. Maybe this is so bad it's funny. Wow, we really peaked at the save big when you switched to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Why wait to save? Dell Technologies' Black Friday event arrives early with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start now with up to 48% off performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. So Christy, Mary, Doberman, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's bacon!
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Back on the American Family Farmer with some more time devoted to mushrooms. Chris Swinson, who is from Michael Files Garden, you can go online to mycophile.org and get the information about mushrooms, growing them. In fact, you have kits for sale, Chris, right, for farmers and people who want to have a home garden that can buy them and use them and grow inside, outside, wherever they want to grow them, right?
Yeah. So growing mushrooms, the whole process is kind of complicated, and it takes some equipment and specialized sort of skill. But once you get to a certain point, anyone can grow them. You just have to sort of take the sort of nutrients they're growing from and put them in a humid, hospitable place. So we sell kits that are at that stage. People buy them. They cut a hole in the bag or sometimes remove the bag that is holding the substrate they grow from, and then just keep it somewhere humid. In the Midwest here in the spring and the fall, a lot of times you can just put them outside under a tree or on a shaded porch and harvest sometimes as much as 5 or 6 pounds of mushrooms from a little 10-pound block of mostly sawdust. But it was how I first grew them.
Yeah, there's that. And there's also the benefit of eating mushrooms, the fact that many people who have a consistent, I don't have them every week, but I learned that there is a there's a positive effect of eating mushrooms and avoiding dementia. What's that theory? What's that formula?
Yeah, so there's a few things going on there. One of them is that mushrooms have a lot of really powerful and unique antioxidants that you can't find in other foods, and those prevent aging on a cellular level, which includes in our brains. And so a number of studies have shown that people who eat mushrooms regularly not only have a lower chance of developing dementia and neurological disorders, but also different types of cancer, because those antioxidants protect us from tumor formation as well. Beyond that, mushrooms are really good for your immune system, which helps protect your brain and body overall. And then there are specific compounds in some mushrooms that help regrow parts of your brain and prevent brain loss with age. And so they, like lion's mane mushroom and a few others, have been shown to prevent or help treat neurological disorders like dementia, Alzheimer's, multiple sclerosis, and more.
Wow. Does it make a difference whether you cook them yourself or you buy them that are pickled or already cooked? What is about the same no matter what?
It probably doesn't make a huge difference, but freshness is important. Like with any food, the older they get, the less of those nutrients are going to stay.
Right. With trucking, that's what happens. It loses a lot of its nutritional value.
Yeah.
All right. Well, he turned a hobby into a business. Mycophile.org. Mycophile.org is where you go find the information. There are classes that he conducts, a lot of different resources, so you can contact them at that website. Pleased to have this expansive. This is a really expansive way of looking at a different kind of farming. Chris Swinson here from Michael Files Garden on the American Family Farmer. Thank you, Chris.
Sure. Happy to be here.
Mm-hmm. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Doug Steffen back at 53 past the hour on the American Family Farmer. Don't forget our podcasts that are available. You can listen to the program in its entirety at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Also, the podcast, the most recent one that we've had, is a focus on suicides on the farm and information, very important information, on how to deal with it because it is such a problem on the farm. Also, we have a focus on the University of Kentucky's College of Agriculture, working to address the issues of weather patterns and that sort of thing on the farm, and in my usual opining, which I'm about to get into right now, as a matter of fact. My thoughts this week are focused on the animals that you have on your farm. How do you, in terms of agritourism, I've learned this from my experience on my farm, bringing people to see the cows, other animals, chickens, goats, that sort of thing. There are a lot of ducks quacking around, and it's a lot of fun, actually, to be able to provide people the opportunity. And we have busy weekends. This past weekend we had a sort of a fall festival and a Halloween thing that worked out very well. And people come from communities all around us where we are to see what's going on, because there are just so few opportunities to see animals. And there are also very few opportunities to actually go to a farm, watch how things are being grown. It's really important for people to understand where the food comes from. So anyway, there are pumpkins galore at this time of year. We certainly see those, and they're big for agritourism. My friend up the street who has a produce farm fills the fields with pumpkins. Some of them he grows, some of them he has to buy. He sold so many of them this year, he had to go buy a truckload of them. And they put them out. You can't really put the pumpkins out in the pasture where the animals are, but you put them in a growing field, and it's kind of a neat way. I think a lot of you are doing that. I've seen a lot of promotion on the various sites that I look at. The National Farmers Union has news clips every day that I read, and many of you, if you belong to the NFU, get those same, the focus on what's going on. I was talking earlier about the weather and how we're having a heat wave, in a manner of speaking, in the Northeast. The weekend that this program is airing, temperatures will be in the 70s, which is really pretty amazing for early November. And harvest activities are continuing, and there are a lot of mazes that are still open, even in places like Des Moines. There have been some really wonderful relieving rainstorms this fall, but they haven't made the soil so soft that you can't get onto them. So all over, the drought conditions were bad in Oklahoma. They've improved. In Arkansas, they've improved. In Missouri, they've improved. Although you can still see stories around of the Mississippi River and how much lower the water is there than it has been traditionally is healthy to be in. Anyway, so back to agritourism and thinking about how you present a welcoming atmosphere for people when they come onto your farm. I know it's not, the old timers just are not used to this, but as younger people take over, they realize that agritourism gives them an opportunity to run workshops. We were talking on this program to this fellow who's the mushroom expert, and he conducts events and classes for people to learn how to grow mushrooms. What can you teach people about when they come to your farm? Can you teach them how to grow stuff? Can you teach them about cows? Can you teach them about meat? The sky's the limit, actually. That's what I'm trying to present to you. The Maine Department of Agriculture has some wonderful ideas. They have a great promotions coordinator there. So if you go to the State of Maine website and look for agritourism and the Maine Department of Agriculture, you'll see some of these ideas. And as I've said many times, my job here on this program, the way I see it, is to help you become a better farmer and to help you survive better. And so this business of agritourism is something some of you like, some of you don't like, but it's almost a necessity today. And you got to make sure, however, that the farm is clean. I noticed that there were some people, I don't know why you'd have somebody visit. If you have a hog farm, I don't know why you'd have people visit that, frankly. I don't see that there's any benefit to doing that. It's just because they're so messy. I think probably you could pass that. But if they've got cattle and they're growing things, you know, maybe goats, that sort of thing, horses, that'd be a good place for you to start. So, organized animal health, watch the health of your animals because your customers are going to, and provide a very warm atmosphere for people to enjoy. And that's how you'll promote your farm and sales on the farm. That's at least my view, because that's what I've done. That's the idea. Keep it in mind. Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.